This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 26th. I'm Paul Plack. The International Air Transport Association estimates the volcanic ash crisis cost airlines more than $1.7 billion in the 6 days after the initial eruption. The organization says government bailouts are needed for the airlines. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin specifically directed to operators using European airspace while the Icelandic volcano remains active. Boeing's 787 Dreamliner has begun extreme weather testing at Valparaiso, Florida, in a special hangar at the McKinley Climatic Laboratory at Eglin Air Force Base. Temperatures will range from 115 degrees Fahrenheit to as low as 45 below zero. The U.S. Air Force's X-37B unmanned spacecraft is in orbit following a successful launch Thursday from Cape Canaveral. Neither the nature of the mission nor its expected duration have been revealed. The U.S. Department of Transportation warned Congress last week that it'll be tough to keep next-gen ATC on schedule. A person who suffered second-degree burns over 25% of his body in Joe Stack's crash of a small plane into a building in Austin, Texas in February is now suing the pilot's estate. Australia has recognized Jeppesen's expertise by awarding it certification to design, validate, and maintain instrument flight procedures in that country. A pilot and air traffic controller is among three people arrested in Hays County, Texas, for allegedly carrying 850 pounds of marijuana in a plane, then in an SUV. And the FAA has contracted with Quintiq for computerized air traffic control employee scheduling, which it says will objectively determine staffing requirements for ATC facilities. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves addresses mesmerization by glass cockpits. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.